Hello listeners, my name is Kate Lord and this is Planet B Podcast. Let's explore and discuss eco-friendly alternatives to our bad habits so that we can plan for the future. Because there is no Planet B. Hi everyone, my name is Kate Lord and this is my side project, Planet B Podcast. A podcast to discuss one of my passions, sustainability and eco-friendly alternatives to our everyday life. And just, you know, I'm just a girl who wants to help people around me live a healthier, more sustainable life. I do have a somewhat sciencey background. I did an undergraduate degree at University of Edinburgh in biotechnology. And I have a passion for Earth and science, but I'm not super crunchy. So don't worry about me telling you to use the latest, newest, most expensive vegan deodorant. I just want people to see what the options are so they can make their life and the world a better place. Now, with this podcast, I really want to achieve a few things. So, you know, help people find easy alternative switches, you know, see what the green du jour is and items that might seem very trendy and find ones that are accurate and work and avoid the greenwashing and finding out the true results and the true news of what's happening in the world. This podcast will follow a somewhat regular structure. It will have the latest news about sustainability, maybe sometimes taste testing alternatives for food, testing out products which are better for the environment, maybe interviews with sustainability leaders, if they ever get back to me, and general chit-chat to help you switch and learn about changing bad habits into good ones. So today on Planet A, we'll talk about the plastic trendiness that's occurring. So basically, as you probably have already heard, more than 8 million tons of plastic ends up in the world's ocean each year. The UN's called for a ban of single-use plastic for this to all be eliminated by 2022. The main way that this plastic gets into the seas is via the world's major rivers. Unfortunately, that's 95% of the plastic is transported that way, and 8 of those rivers are found in Asia. But no big surprise, Asia is massive. But, you know, in response to this, more than 60 countries, including the UK, which is where Planet B podcast is based, have now introduced bans on single-use bags. We have had legislation with banning plastic straws in 2019, and you can actually see this in action. So Waitrose, which is our grocer, announced that it'll stop selling packs of plastic straws at all supermarkets and replace even their cafes with you know, the regular stripy paper straws. Deliveroo, which is one of my favorite companies, set out to give customers an opt-out on receiving plastic cutlery. This led to a 91% fall in use, which is great until you realize that you yourself don't have forks in your house. Has happened before. You know, we also have, you know, IKEA going less plastic. We have McDonald's, Pret a Manger. Now my iced coffee comes with a paper straw. And it's just so funny to think about now, because I distinctly remember when I was younger that people would stop using paper bags because everyone thought, oh, the trees, the forest, the Amazon, they're cutting down the trees. When in reality, it was probably McDonald's cutting down the trees for the cows. But yeah, I mean, everyone made a big deal about paper being terrible for the environment and the switch to plastic. And now plastic's terrible, surprise, surprise, and switch back to paper. And that's probably because plastic hasn't been around as long as paper, so we never really had the data that we do now. You know, and in relation to this, another big piece of news is that the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is now 3 times the size of France. So if you guys don't know, huge swimming, swirling patch of garbage in the Pacific Ocean. 3 times the size of France. You know, and most of this is made out of what they call ghost nets, which is fishing nets that have been abandoned. Half of this is made, I think, yeah, ghost nets make up half of the 80,000 metric tons that are in the ocean right now. And they also think that 20% of the trash is believed to be from the 2011 Japanese tsunami. This garbage patch was first discovered in 1997 by an oceanographer called Charles Moore, and he was just sailing home back to Southern California after finishing his yacht race. And his quote is, "I was so confronted, as far as I could see, with the sight of plastic." Now, if you Google Great Pacific Garbage Patch, you can see that it's not just massive amount of trash. It's fish who go into the little nets and things because they see something shiny or food-like, get caught, die. Bigger fish, oh, there's a little fish right there. Let me swim. Let me have a snack. But they get caught. They die, because obviously half of this stuff is fishing nets. And then eventually bigger things like sharks and dolphins and things like that all get trapped up. So it's just one big killing machine. I mean, I would really recommend Googling it, because it is outrageous to see. And it's just, you have to really see it to believe it. We'll put it up on the podcast Instagram, at Planet B Podcast. Our final story of today is the Hawaii banning sunblock. So it is the first state in the United States to block any sunblock containing oxybenzone and oxin-8. So these chemicals have high significant harmful impacts on ecosystems, especially the coral and algae that surrounds Hawaii. This has been indicated high levels, it's been found at very popular swimming beaches and reef areas. And in 2015, the Journal Archives of Environmental Contamination and Toxicology found that chemicals have a range of effects on coral. So, you know, this might be including killing it, bleaching it, which kills it, genetic damage. They also found that it induced feminization in adult male fish and increases reproductive diseases in creatures from sea urchins to parrotfish. And these chemicals can induce neurological behavioral changes in fish, which is crazy. So all the fish are becoming women, and they're not populating, which also leads to our fish shortage in the ocean, but that is for another podcast. So basically, they found up to 14,000 tons of sunscreen lotion every year ends up in coral reefs. Lots of things kill in coral reefs, but they found out that oxybenzone actually prevents them from coming back, which is interesting. I mean, you can ban it at the airport if you find it, whatever. If they find it, don't allow stores on Hawaii to sell it. But you have to think, that's just one place. And what if those chemicals get drifted out towards Hawaii? How do they protect that? So I guess that would be a domino effect, probably California, Washington State, something like that, have people start banning those types of chemicals. I mean, this has been a very oceany themed podcast for our first podcast, but it's our little treat, I guess. So that has been Planet A News. Now that we're over the news, let's go to the next segment called product testing. This is where we test out cool, newish, eco-friendly alternatives. And today I'm giving you an alternative to your everyday cotton leggings. So, cotton takes up loads of water, takes up space, and due to fast fashion, most of the time it's made of so many chemicals that it's hard to break down in landfills when you eventually create a rip or it pills or whatever. I'm going to introduce you to my newest favorite obsession, Girlfriend Collective leggings. Now, I got these leggings about a year and a half ago when they were first starting out. They had a promotional feature where you would just pay for shipping, which I had to pay a little bit more because I was international. Worth it. For these leggings that were made out of 25 recycled plastic water bottles. This company is brilliant. They prioritize ethical and sustainable production. They're very transparent about it. Their factory is regulated by the local authorities. And these leggings are probably the best leggings I've ever owned. Hands down. Right now they have a new line called LITE Light, and that's made out of recycled nets, which ties in very nicely to our Summer Ocean First podcast. You can take those nets and put them on your legs and look damn good. So the leggings are compact. I've never seen pilling on them. They are just beautifully made. You can tell that they'll last for a long time, and they have, because I wear them all the time for a couple of years now. I mean, I'm more of a black legging type of gal because I'm very Adam Family-esque vibes. But if you're more rainbow for this summer season, I would definitely, definitely invest in these pair. It costs less than Lululemon and is more ethical. If only they reach out to me so I can get that amazing sponsorship. Wink, wink. I rate these leggings 4.5 out of 5 stars simply due to the fact that we know plastic made clothing can, when they're in the wash, develop little balls of plastic less than a millimeter in size, which eventually drain out to our rivers and, as we discussed earlier in the podcast, into the oceans, which is what a lot of scientists do believe is the major cause of ocean plastic, is these tiny, you can't see them, kind of plastic balls that fish eat. This is easily avoidable if you just go on Amazon or your local eco-friendly store and buy special washing bags that prevent the plastic pills. And you just chuck them in the bag, chuck them in the washer, and everything is groovy. That has been product testing. That has been the Planet B Podcast. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can reach us on Instagram at Planet B Podcast. Or you can send us an Anchor app message, which we'll probably play because content is scarce and we want great followers to send us their messages of love. No haters will be shown, unless they're very funny. As a bonus announcement, if you're a graphic designer and like to make intros to podcasts for free, send us a sample and if we like it, we'll give you a shout out. Thank you for listening for our first podcast at Planet B.